All right. It is 9:50 p.m. on Wednesday, April 7th, 2020. And this is basketball this week done quickly. Well, kind of a slow week in the NBA. The definite newsworthy stuff in basketball was in college basketball. I think the most impressive thing that happened in the last week was the UCLA versus Gonzaga game. Instant classic. If you have a way to go see that game, I think you can see it on marchmadness.com. If you know how to navigate the torrents of the internet, you probably know how to find that game in another way. It's definitely worth watching. It's one of the best games ever. Went to OT. UCLA. Well, it's really hard to say UCLA with the tooth I'm currently mostly missing. I don't have the best language capacity anyway, and temporarily missing a tooth while I wait for a crown. So I'm not really missing a tooth, but I'm missing most of a tooth while I'm waiting for a crown. It changes the way I say letters and words. But anyway, UCLA versus Gonzaga was an instant classic. I went to OT. UCLA was very competitive with Gonzaga, even though UCLA was, at least in the regular season, I would have told you they were not a good basketball team. But they very clearly were a good basketball team, and they showed it in the tournament. Came one shot away from beating a team that was, at that time, unbeaten, and was, at that time, considered by most the best team in the country. Of course, 48 hours later, they got killed by Gonzaga, which kind of takes a little bit of the juice out of that that Gonzaga UCLA game, if you really think about it. But I say don't think about it too hard. I think if you like basketball and you haven't seen UCLA versus Gonzaga, seek it out, watch it. You don't need to watch Baylor versus Gonzaga, although what Baylor did was very impressive. Gonzaga was a bunch of people playing really smart basketball. Baylor was a bunch of people playing really smart basketball and also being very good athletes. They combined both of those things, whereas Gonzaga was only one of those things. So Baylor playing smart and being big is what cost them, what got them the game. I mean, Gonzaga for most of the game was out shooting Baylor. They were just physically dominant over them, and that was what it, in basketball, sometimes that's the story. In basketball, if you're bigger and stronger than somebody you play against, you may beat them even if they're better than you. It's a little talked about fact of the sport. I think that's about it as far as basketball news goes. I guess if you consider Ben McLemore signing the Lakers to be big news, and that's news, I don't really consider that to be big news, but that's all that happened in the NBA in the last week. So let's get right into it. Team of the week. I'm going to go ahead and go for Nets. The reason I'm going to go for Nets is because Kevin Durant is back and Utah just lost just now in a great game. Great game between Utah and the Suns. Went to overtime. Very fun game. I hope you watch that. You don't have to seek it out like UCLA versus Gonzaga, but you missed a fun game if you missed it. I'll say it like that. But because of that loss, I'm going to go ahead and give the Nets a team of the week. They've been up and down all season, and they haven't ever been healthy at all. But, man, they're a scary team right now. They can be missing one of their, arguably be their best player or their second best player, and look that good. That's scary. Very scary. So, yeah, the Nets are looking good. Looking like they're going to be tough to beat for sure. Embarrassment of the week, I'm going to go ahead and give it to the Celtics. They fell under 500 again this week. It's April. Being under 500 in April is embarrassing. They will probably make the play-in game because the East sucks, but this is a bad basketball team, and this is a team that people called like finals contenders. And man, they're not great right now. And they don't even really have an excuse. Like, the Lakers are playing 500 ball without LeBron and without AD. And they're doing it in the Western Conference. Why are the Celtics playing under 500 ball right now? It's wild. It's really wild. It looks like I talked to some, or by talking, I posted on the internet to some Celtics fans today, and they broke it down for me. It's basically the point guard play, and it makes sense to me. But I guess it is easy to throw Kemba under the bus, but I just watched Jeff Teague, who was terrible with the Celtics, suddenly be pretty good with Milwaukee. And I don't know. Kemba was pretty good in Charlotte. Maybe there's something going on in Boston, because, man, they sure do have point guards suddenly look bad when they join that team. I don't know. I'm just saying. Nah, but I think Kemba has legitimately been bad, if I'm not just being a jerk to Celtics because I'm a Lakers fan. If I'm being honest, Kemba's been pretty bad, and it does make sense that the Celtics would struggle without good point guard play. So it's tough. Kind of wonder if Brad Stevens is going to keep his job. I think anyone else would be out of there, but I think Brad Stevens is safe for sure. But yeah, definitely giving it to the Celtics this week. I mean, because the Rockets won a game, Timberwolves won a game. Yeah, Celtics won a game, but they're not supposed to be this bad. So yeah, definitely giving it to the Celtics. Ooh, Pelicans are tempting because of the huge loss today. But I'm a Pelicans fan, even if I'm critical of them sometimes. So yeah, sticking with the Celtics. Non-basketball, I guess I'll talk about WrestleMania. Man, this is kind of the least interested I've been in WrestleMania since maybe last year. No, last year there was some fascination as to what WrestleMania would look like. I'm not as interested this year. I like Drew. I think Drew is really good. I like Bob Lashley. I like Bobby Lashley. Interested to see that match. I like Daniel Bryan. I like Roman Reigns. And I like Edge. I don't think Edge has been very good since he's been back, but I like Edge. So I'm interested in that main event. I don't know. It's just the show is so, like, Raw is so bad now, and SmackDown's almost as bad. So it's really hard to be interested in WrestleMania when the show is that bad. That's so bad. Now, there have been times where the show has been terrible and WrestleMania has been good, so it could work out like that, but I'm not too hopeful. Definitely not too hopeful of that. I'm thinking this is going to be a rough WrestleMania, but we'll see. But you know, it's definitely worth checking out if you like wrestling. There's also New Japan has been great lately. AEW has been better than WWE, at least. This is a low bar, but I don't know. Dynamite's been mostly good. Mostly good. And New Japan has been great. So maybe if you're smart, you'll check those out. And either AEW or New Japan instead of watching WrestleMania. But if you're a dummy like me, where these sorts of things are very... these sorts of traditions are things you hold up, like watching WrestleMania the second week of April, then you're going to watch this bad WrestleMania like I will. All right, that's it for basketball this week. That's it for the podcast. Goodbye, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to you all later.